We're getting down in the Delta with a band called Delta Deep. This is Ralph Rasmussen, and you are checking out episode 52 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming by and checking it out on this Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see who's going to take home the prize tonight. Anyway, Delta Deep is a side project band of Phil Collin from Def Leppard and Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. And that's from the debut record. Down in the Delta is the name of the song. Delta Deep, the name of the record. And we're going to keep the rock rolling now with another side project. That's what everybody does today. Everybody's got side project bands. And Troy Lucetta, the drummer from Tesla, is no exception. He's got a band out in Nashville called Dixie Horsepower, and they have a debut EP out, 5 tunes. So check it out. This is Dixie Horsepower with a tune called Full Tank. Cruising along with a full tank. That's Dixie Horsepower from their debut EP, a side project of Tesla's Troy Lucetta and some Nashville musicians where he lives nowadays. And we're going to keep the rock rolling now with some Tesla, going back to their 2008 release, Forevermore. This is a tune called Breaking Free. Breaking Free from Tesla, from their 2008 release, Forevermore. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and I'm going to keep on rocking with you here today. And we're going to keep it going now with some Chicago rockers, taking a look back into the past. In 1988, there was a band called Eric Steele that put out a record called Infectious, and that band featured drummer Ronnie Stewart, who had been in the Joe Perry Project. So, from Infectious, this is Eric Steele doing a tune called In Cold Blood.
The rest for the working.
Chicago Rockers, Eric Steele, In Cold Blood. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 52. Thanks for coming back and checking out another episode. And as I mention every week, I think, or at least I try to remember, if you've got any comments on the show, anything you'd like to hear, anything at all, you can send me an email to ralph@radiobypass.com. Always happy to read your emails. All right, we're going to keep things rolling now with some Joe Perry projects. Since we just played Eric Steele with Ronnie Stewart on drums, that was actually, I think, at least the second Chicago band he had been in Chicago, because I know he was also in Landslide. But prior to coming to Chicago, he was out on the East Coast hanging out with Joe Perry. And the Joe Perry Project did, what, three albums? I think Ronnie was on the first two. But definitely he was on the debut Joe Perry Project record, and that's where this tune comes from. This is Discount Dogs. Joe Perry and the Joe Perry Project from their first record, that was Discount Dogs. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with a band that I haven't played in I think on this podcast at all, and I haven't played for my own listening pleasure in a while either, so I dug these guys out last week, because I hadn't listened to them in a while. This is Armored Saint from their first record, Can You Deliver? Deliver. That's Armored Saint, a band and a song that I think all of us that worked at WVVX used to like to play on our shows because it's just a great rockin' tune. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something from a long time ago. This past week, a pretty cool tour was announced coming through this summer in most of the United States. I'm not sure if it's going international or not at this point. But the tour is called the Stars Align Tour, and it's Ann Wilson from Heart, Paul Rogers from Free, Bad Company, The Firm, and Jeff Beck. What a package the three of them alone make. And then on some dates, I don't know if she's doing all the dates, but a lot of people might not even be aware, but John Bonham, the greatest drummer ever from Led Zeppelin, his sister records records. It's not hard rock music, but it's still pretty well done pretty well. And I know she's going to be on some of the dates, but I don't know if she's doing all of them. But whether she's there or not, you got Ann Wilson, you got Paul Rogers, and you got Jeff Beck. I mean, how can you beat that? I know I'm looking forward to going to the Chicago date, July 29th. I made sure I got tickets right away because that's going to be a killer package. I just can't wait. So anyway, in honor of that, I thought we'd fire up some Jeff Beck, going back a long time ago to a tune called Freeway Jam. We'll be right back. the almighty Jeff Beck, Freeway Jam. Can never have enough of his playing. He is so unbelievably good all the time. Anyway, just had to get some Jeff in there. And then Paul Rogers, as I said, out on the road with Jeff this summer. So let's go back to some Bad Company days for Paul Rogers. This is a tune called Live for the Music. You have got to live for the music. No doubt about it. Paul Rogers on lead vocals with Bad Company. And Paul Rogers hitting the road this summer with Jeff Beck. I can't wait. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to episode 52 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming back and checking out another episode. I'm running late here, so I've got to wrap things up. Come back next week. I think next week we are going to start looking at the career of the Scorpions. I've been wanting to do that for a while and just haven't compiled all my Scorpions material, but I'm going to work on that, and next Sunday we'll start looking at the long career of that great German rock and roll band, the Scorpions. So come back for a lot of great Scorps next week. I hope you have a great week. Thank you for checking out the Radio Bypass podcast. And right now it's halftime as I record this in today's Super Bowl. And I hope you like the Eagles because they're in the lead right now, 22-12 over the Patriots. So still anybody's game, still early. So I hope your team that you're rooting for wins today. And again, come back next week. I'm going to leave you with one last tune. I mentioned Jeff Beck and Paul Rogers and Ann Wilson all hitting the road together this summer. So I'm going to leave you with one from Heart. This is Kick It Out.